If you'll go ahead and turn in your Bibles tonight, we're going to examine the passage in 2 Kings chapter 22 about a young man named Josiah. Now, you'll notice I don't know how we got so far ahead. You'll notice on the PowerPoint, a little cartoon. This came from the New Yorker. Don't have the year and date on it, but it appeared in the New Yorker magazine or paper. And it was a cartoon where we see a young boy in math class. He's at the chalkboard with three other students, and they're all doing this math problem. 7 times 5 equals blank. And we all remember learning our multiplication tables in class, and we know that that those tables are factual, right? They don't change. That information is what it is. 2 times 2 is 4. Well, the students were up there, and two of them come up with the answer of 35, which of course is the correct answer. Yet one young boy writes the answer 75. 7 and 5, right? Well, the teacher correctly redirects him and helps him to understand that answer's not right. The young boy, though, responds, "It may be wrong, but that's how I feel." We have entered a feeling cultural generation. It's more about how I feel than what the facts are. I heard recently and couldn't believe this from somebody in politics today. I won't call anybody's name out, but you probably heard about this. They were doing an interview, and there was a difference in the facts that were being presented. And the person responded in defense, "Well, he has alternative facts." Alternative facts. Stephen Carter, a professor of law at Yale University, made this statement in response to the cartoon. "Faith is dead. Reason is dying. But how I feel is going strong." We are not interested in the Word of God because we are not interested in truth. We're not interested in God's will because we are wrapped up in our own will and doing what we want to do. We want to go by our feelings, which are much more to our liking. Many people's God is their feelings. If you live in a graveyard too long, you stop crying when someone dies. Let that soak in for just a moment. When we live in a graveyard too long, we stop crying when someone dies. We become what we involve ourselves in. We need to weep for our world, our country, our children, our churches, and our marriages. We need to apply more faith based upon facts in our lives. This is not a condemnation of feelings. I have them, you've got them. All the people around us that we love have feelings. I don't ever intend to break someone's feelings. I don't like it when they do it to me. So I'm not here trying to hurt someone's feelings. But the reality is that we have to be careful when we begin to rely more on how we feel than what's really going on. We have done a great disservice to our younger generation by giving them this idea that it's okay to base your worldview on how you feel about the world rather than helping them to understand that the world does not care about your feelings. That God isn't going to save you based upon your feelings. Our salvation relies upon truth. Absolute truth. Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 4 wrote to the young minister and he said, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and purity." How often do we see people who use youth as an excuse to quote-unquote sow your wild oats? I realize that that has a sexual connotation, sexual promiscuity connotation to it, but it can apply to all kinds of different things that any of us can involve ourselves in. But that idea comes from the thought that when you're young, live it up. Well, for Paul, that was not the case. He's encouraging a young minister to not only do the right thing, but to be an example to those that are around him. What's interesting about that is that that didn't just include the other young people that Timothy was around. That included everybody. That was the older people, the younger people. They needed to be able to look to him and see someone of faith, someone serving God, not just the pain, based upon how he felt. You know, a lot of days I get up, well, not a lot, but there's some days I get up, I don't feel that great. I don't say a lot. you have any need, please come as together we stand and sing.